course, this is a concern to us, this news, and we can understand why people are concerned. Nonetheless, we know that 99% or more of cases are transmitted by mosquitoes. So what is most important in all this is protecting oneself from mosquito bites in the first place. And the protection starts with national authorities doing good vector control programs. And at an individual level, there are several things one can do to stay away from mosquitoes or to reduce one's chance of getting bitten, such as wearing proper clothing, using insect repellent, staying indoors during peak mosquito times, sleeping under bed nets. So there's all sorts of things which can be done. For us, the most important is the cases of microcephaly. So Zika in itself is not the reason we declared a public health emergency. The reason we declared a public health emergency is microcephaly. It is very concerning to us, cases of microcephaly, how those occur. And so we continue to emphasize the fact that we need to understand microcephaly. So this is where our emphasis in research is. And Zika, despite the new news, still remains in and of itself a mild disease, a disease in which 3/4 of the people do not even demonstrate or show any symptoms, and the other 1/4 of people who do show symptoms, those symptoms are mild.
How concerned is WHO regarding this new viral transmission?
What is most concerning for us is the microcephaly. So Zika in and of itself is not as much of a concern, let's say, because what Zika does is only cause mild disease. Of course, we need to understand as much as possible about Zika in order to understand, for example, also, does it cause microcephaly? That's a question. That's a question we need to get answered.